Right now, we continue our 5 or 5 series featuring PodCamp Nashville 2011 speakers. 5 questions or 5 minutes, whichever comes first, with John Pichetta in episode 31 of the Nashville Tech Feed.
To the Batmobile.
Just like a crazy person.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
You're excited. It's really simple.
You have some mighty interesting people online.
Welcome back to the Nashville Tech Feed. This is episode 31. I'm David Baranja, your host, and thanks for listening. Appreciate you taking the time to download this podcast and listen. You can find all the show notes and information over at NashvilleTechFeed.com, and Nashville Tech Feed is also a part of the TechPodcast.com network, where you can find us there and on your Roku box on your TV. Pretty cool. We continue our podcast Nashville-themed 5 or 5 series. It's 5 questions or 5 minutes, whichever comes first. But first, what is and when is PodCamp Nashville 2011? Good question. It's March 26th at Cadillac Ranch in downtown Nashville, and it's a forum for bloggers, marketers, content creators, educators, podcasters, and the like to gather, network, and learn about the latest trends, tricks, and technologies in the interactive world. Check out podcampnashville.org, where you can sign up to attend. By the way, it's free if you didn't know. In the last episode, we had Charles Alexander talking about his session, Music Marketing Platforms, A Quick Hit Comparison. And in this episode, 31, the one you're listening to right now, we have joining us John Pichetta to answer our 5 questions about his presentation, Music Row 2.0, How Nashville Keeps the Title of Music City in the New Entertainment World. John is a founder at Music Sync and an entrepreneur in residence at Blue Arc Capital, also a founder of Ripcord Entertainment, a cross-media holdings company, creating content and developing forward-looking technologies for the entertainment industry in the digital age. Welcome to the show, John. Are you ready for the 5 or 5?
I'm ready. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you could join us.
Absolutely.
What I kind of wanted to tell our listeners in the past is I wanted to highlight, you know, talented presentation, you know, talented presenters with amazing presentations that I just think that they need a little bit more exposure that people out there might not know, you know, that everything's blogging and SEO and marketing and that, and it's just not, it's a little bit different that people might not identify with as much. So,
yeah, we're not going to talk about WordPress.
No WordPress in this one.
Yeah.
But, so how this works is a 5-on-5. It's 5 questions or 5 minutes, and I've got my little handy-dandy timer here that's going to ding off. And what we're going to do is I'm going to hit start, and we'll start with the first question. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right, here we go. First question, why should I attend your session at PodCamp Nashville, March 26th at Cadillac Ranch in downtown Nashville?
You know, I think the main reason is hugs from Taylor Swift. We're going to Taylor's going to come out and hug everybody who comes to our panel. So that'll be nice. No, seriously. The thing that really is interesting to me is having a discussion around forward-looking companies that are innovating and creating kind of the next generation of entertainment companies to come out of Nashville. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Do you foresee a lot of music industry attending, or do you just kind of want to expose more people to what you see as the future for Music Row?
I think there's a real blur happening in the entertainment technology, social media space. It used to be where everything was kind of siloed out, and the music people stayed in the music silo, and the technology people stayed with the technology people, and the marketing people stayed the marketing people. Now there's a real overlap, kind of a soup that's forming, to where everybody is really collaborating and coming together in an interesting way. So that's interesting to me. We're gonna look at kind of the theme of the panel is why now is the best time in history for smart, innovative companies to be coming out of Nashville. So we're going to look at some events and some elements that I think really line up in some interesting ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. Question two. Above all else, your session, Music Row 2.0, How Nashville Keeps the Title of Music City in the New Entertainment World. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you want your attendees to take away from your session?
I think the one thing that I'd like people to take away is that Nashville's in a real pivotal place in its history, and now we've got the opportunity to kind of create the playing field for the next 50 to 100 years, and it's a very rare opportunity. I mean, this opportunity didn't exist during the Garth era. It didn't exist back in the 70s urban cowboy age. You know, now Nashville's really, because of the technology that exists now and some forward-thinking entrepreneurs and venture capitalists, we've got a rare opportunity to really become the Silicon Valley of the South, and we think that's an exciting opportunity.
So, John, what prompts your background kind of gives it away a little bit of this next question. So, what prompted you to pick the topic of your presentation for PodCamp this year?
Well, this is the kind of stuff that we talk about every day, and kind of gets me out of bed every day. It's kind of taking the best of the previous generation of entertainment companies and kind of seeing around the corners and creating the next generation. So this is part of the discussion in two companies that I'm on the board of, and MusicSync, the licensing accelerator platform that we're developing. So it's just part of the conversation, and I think it's probably one of innovating entertainment is a great opportunity in Nashville.
Well, it's one of the few music related sessions. And mm-hmm. I think that there's more opportunity for that at the pod camp and the bar camps in Nashville. And I'm just glad that you're doing it, because, I mean, this podcast tends to focus more around, music. And if you can hear that in the background, John just has the rain, and now I'm getting the rain and thunder. So hopefully this will...
It may be a tornado here in a few minutes.
Maybe a tornado. So if we blow away and somebody listens to this, we're probably okay. But so number four, if for some reason I couldn't attend your session on March 26th at Cadillac Ranch PodCamp 2011, what supporting session would you recommend if I couldn't attend yours?
You know, just flipping through some of the other speakers, I mean, there's a ton of talented speakers really talking about some interesting things. Joe Smith from, I think his company's Media Box, is a friend of mine, and he's kind of talking about a somewhat similar thing about kind of creatives and technologists having conversations together. So that should be good. Mitch Cantor is always great. I mean, he knows WordPress in very deep ways. So
I thought we were talking WordPress.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's just going to be a lot of good people talking about interesting things there. So I don't think you can go wrong.
Well, excellent. And then our final question, you've got like 10 seconds left. Mm-hmm. What is your preparation process in creating your presentation, and how much time do you typically spend?
Well, I kind of pull from...
I'll let you answer that. That's our timer.
Is that 5 minutes? Yeah.
That was 5 minutes. You can answer that real quick, though.
I pull from previous blogs that I've written or presentations I've given, and I just kind of morph and iterate on some similar themes. So I outline it, put it in Keynote, and run it a couple times and clean it up as we go. So...
Excellent. It seems like the presenters all have a little bit similar style on how they do it. Keynote tends to be a common thread. I guess we're all Mac heads.
Yeah, Keynote's pretty it's amazing how simple they make it.
Absolutely. So to those out there listening, John's presentation is Music Row 2.0, how Nashville keeps the title of Music City in the new entertainment world. And that's at PodCamp Nashville 2011. Go over to podcampnashville.org to sign up, because I think it's a session that if you don't go, you're going to wish you did.
Yeah. And don't forget your hugs from Taylor Swift.
Hugs from Taylor Swift, absolutely. And I'm going to end the show as we always end our Nashville Tech feeds. John, how can we find you online?
You can find me at johnpisciotta.com or at Ripcord Entertainment, or you can just Google John Pisciotta, and you'll find me on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking time with us on the 5 or 5. I hope it wasn't too brutal.
Not at all. Glad to help.
And let me just do a few cleanup things at the end of the show for everybody out there. The Nashville Tech Feed is part of the techpodcast.com network. If you go to techpodcast.com, you can find us over there. And because of them, we're on the Roku box. Leave comments at nashvilletechfeed.com. And we're Nashville Feed on Twitter. And we'll have another episode up in a couple of days of the 5 or 5 with another PodCamp 2011 session speaker session. Storm, scary. See everybody next time.